Welcome back to the Ancient Health Podcast, where we educate you on real health solutions that will help transform the way you live, feel, and overcome disease naturally. I'm your host, Courtney Versage, along with Dr. Josh Axe and Dr. Chris Motley. We're so happy you've joined us. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hey there, wellness enthusiast. I am thrilled to introduce you to a game changer in holistic well-being, Boncharge. This brand is all about optimizing your life through evidence-based products rooted in science and inspired by nature. From blue light glasses to red light therapy, Boncharge has it all, embracing ancestral ways of living for our modern world. But let me share with you a personal favorite of mine, the infrared sauna blanket. You know, if you're looking to burn extra calories, detoxify your cells, or simply unwind from stress, the infrared sauna blanket is the answer. It burns up to 600 calories per session. It's easy to set up, clean, and it heats up rapidly and has the lowest EMF compared to all competitors. Now, personally, I love enjoying a 30 to 40 minute session while relaxing with my family, reading a book, or meditating. So if you're ready to transform your wellness journey, go to bondcharge.com and use the coupon code AXE to save 15% today.
Hey friends, welcome to the Ancient Health Podcast. And today we have a repeat of the creator of the Lila Quantum technology. And you can see I have my device right behind me, and it has helped me not only energize, like say the water I drink, and help me with supplementation, but I can actually feel the changes in my body. So we wanted to continue this talk with Philip because we wanted to make sure that you understood all the new things that are happening at Lila Quantum. They had this upgrade that to me is up my alley, basically, when we talk about frequency medicine. But we know that there's differences, and that's why Philip's here to talk to us about it. And I want to give you a bit of a backdrop on Philip von Holzendorf-Fehling. I can't say it very well, but you know I do my best. He's a coach, a conscious entrepreneur, and energy healer. Philip's path is a testament to personal and professional evolution, balancing a successful international business career with deep inner work, from overcoming barriers to self-connection to developing unique healing abilities and habits. His story is rich with this transformation. He was an executive at T-Mobile International and T-Mobile US, and later as the founder and CEO of Lila Quantum Tech and Quantum Upgrade. Philip blends cutting-edge technology with ancient healing wisdom. A passionate biohacker, Kundalini yoga teacher, father, and tennis enthusiast, his life reflects a commitment to holistic well-being and conscientiousness. So join us as Philip shares insights from this journey, offering inspiration for integrating purpose and passion in life and work. Philip, thank you so much for joining us again, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the intro. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm really so glad. And I know that, remember, I want everybody out there that's listening to the podcast to get a great understanding by listening to the first podcast. We talked about quantum, and we talked about the angle of how you perceive quantum, how it affects us all. But today we want to talk about new product. I say product, but it's like the new advancements. And it's called the Lila Quantum Upgrade. And we're going to go over some questions here, but we're going to go over some basic ones, and I had to read them off really well because I don't want to mess this up because you're so smart. But first of all, I know we've had some backdrop on you, but can you give us an insight to the upgrade? Because we're going to go over the parts of it, but what can you give us a brief explanation of the upgrade?
Yes. And so first of all, so Lila Quantum Tech and Quantum Upgrade are completely separate. They're separate entities. They're separate brands, so that people know. So don't look anywhere on the Lila page if you want to go for the Quantum Upgrade, because you won't find it there. It's literally Quantum Upgrade. And the reason we did that leads now into the answer of what you asked. So Lila Quantum Tech developed this technology to imprint pure quantum energy into any object. And we work with frequencies. We talked about that in our last podcast. It's all about products. You know, you have tangible products, like water bottle, a heel capsule, or the blocks, right, that you can touch and feel, and they contain these quantum energy fields, etc. Now, quantum upgrade is literally the next evolution of this technology. We worked for 2.5 years pretty hard to further develop and enhance this technology, and quantum upgrade is a big system. It's not a block or something like that. It's a whole system, basically, that it's an analog system. So it's based on the same technology, right, but further advanced. And we were able to connect it to a digital front end. So, so that in the end, quantum upgrade is a service. So you will never have a physical product in your hand, but you can book basically to be in the field at all times. You can book it for yourself, for your pet, for your car, for your phone, for your business, and we can get into all of that. And you can make changes to the level of power that you want to receive, or to the level of power of the field that you are in, right? Because we call it, and a lot of people call it, it's a quantum energy streaming service, right? And that's pretty much what it is. But what we're not doing is we're not sending the energy all the way to you if you want it. The way it works with quantum entanglement is that you're then literally in the field. And we've developed it so far. So there's nothing else out there that compares, by the way, because you can literally change the levels up and down. You can set night, sorry for that. You can change the levels for the nighttime, for the daytime. You can book in specific frequencies. So you could even say on your phone, you could say, oh, I have a meeting coming up and I feel so anxious. And I don't know, like, this is a difficult meeting. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, maybe it's one of those really difficult ones, right? Oh, inner peace. I'm going to put in the inner peace frequency to help me to be less anxious and to be much more in my inner balance. And then within 5 minutes, that frequency will be radiating in your field. And then you can change it, and you can even have a lot more power. We have like something like the Olympic performance frequency for athletes. You know, so I'm preparing right now for the nationals. You know, I'm 50 now. It was my birthday last week, and I can play in the 50s now that I'll play nationals. When I play, I turn on my quantum upgrade on a booster, you know, you can boost the energy even higher. And I'm going to set the Olympic performance frequency for my body and energy system to move and be in absolute perfect shape. That's pretty much how it works. And we'll get into the science, because this sounds probably crazy to people, right? That, oh my God, I mean, it's already difficult to understand that you have a block where there's this quantum energy field, right? But how can this be that it's over distance? But it freaking works. And we have so much evidence. It's crazy. But it's really cool and convenient. And I know I stopped there for now, but that's the high level, like what it is.
Oh, I love hearing about this, because when you guys had sent me this, I was really, really intrigued, because putting on the, like you say, through the phone, and you would think, well, that's unusual that somebody could send a signal. But I think it's a testament though, that we look at a phone, and a phone has an antenna. This is just on a crazy scale. It's on a small mini antenna that resonates completely with the larger antenna. Okay. So sending signals, and I know yours is specific signals with quantum, like it is not far-fetched in my mind at all now that I look at it. It's like, heavens, we can look at our blood sugar through a phone and a receiver on our skin. So to me, when you use the device, one of the things that I have found was that I would detox a little bit. Like, I don't know if you have, but it's like, it was a really good feeling to me. Like I literally internally, because I know I can do some different types of checking on myself, but I want everybody out there to listen to me. Like, I've had issues where I've had chronic, a little congestion on the right side of my head. And this is after I had Lyme disease and infection, but I know I had a little viral stuff. And literally things start to drain. And I was like, oh, I could feel it like going deep into my cranium, which is, it's not weird to me, but other people think, can that really happen? I'm like, no, this is like the wave of the future. So that's what we want to talk about. I want to ask you a few questions, and I want to talk about the science behind it. And so when you talked about the quantum upgrade, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was the dark field microscopy. Like, and I know we want to go through with what your angle is and how you want to talk about it, but there was a dark field microscopy study, and it talks about how the quantum upgrade can actually harmonize the effect of EMFs on humans. I mean, this is just one way. You have the inner peace, you have like the Olympic performance. Does that too as well help you with the harmonizations of like all the external stressors and toxins as well in this device?
Yeah, so all great question. I try to break it down for people. So with the quantum upgrade at mm-hmm. first, if you want to have it for yourself, like we call it the quantum upgrade for you, you know, you sign up and we need a unique identifier. So it could be different things, right? But in this case, we ask for your name, your birth date, mm-hmm. your birth city, and the country you live in, so that it's 100% certain, you know, it's you, mm-hmm. and then there's a connection. Now we can basically, in our system, place you into the field. But you make all the decisions, okay, what you want to receive. You can also pause it at any time, right? If you Ooh. Wanted to, because it's always you that is in charge, okay? And you can do that on your phone or your laptop, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the basic is it's just pure quantum energy. And you can have strong levels and low levels. You can boost it to really strong levels, and actually over the more tenure you have as mm-hmm. as a subscriber, as a user, the more we unlock you for higher levels. And the reason for that is actually because for most people, those very high levels that we have available for the more tenured folks out there, it's just too much. And people tend to always want to have like the most, like they just crank it all up. But that's not the right thing to do. If you're new to this, you want to, you know, feel into it and all that. So, but that's the pure quantum energy. And that already on its own optimizes the blood. And it has been proven in multiple randomized double blind studies, a gold standard, right? To reverse stage 1 and stage 2 of blood clotting within just a few minutes. It activates the white blood cells significantly. So it takes them out of a paralyzed status that happens, you know, tends to happen through Wi-Fi exposure, for example, 5G, things like that. It helped to oxygenate the blood mm-hmm. and it would even reduce parasitic load. There was even one of the test persons where the parasitic load decreased by 80% within just 10 to 15 minutes in the blood. I'm feeling already I need to go into even the crazy stuff here that I usually Yes. don't talk about, because some of the things we feel we need to be very mindful that we don't share too much, because
yeah.
not everyone is so interested in that, yeah, right?
I get you. I feel you. Yeah.
But it's quite crazy. So, but that is the natural pure quantum energy that happens with that. Now, the frequencies mm-hmm. is something that you can book in addition. So you can we can have different bundles. Let's say you have the so-called all-in-one frequency bundle. Then you have access to all of the frequencies that we currently offer in the quantum upgrade system, as well as the ones, you know, when we develop new ones in the future, you just always get first access as well. And so in that case, let's say you book in this inner peace, then the basic energy doesn't change. That's still there. So you already covered, you know, with the blood and everything. But what then happens is that the inner peace frequency signals to you to get into your inner peace. So it sort of like touches your inner peace, and then you expand your inner peace from there. That's sort of what happens with Olympic performance frequency. It's one that actually signals the cells to work in full power, to be super happy while doing that, and to really work at optimal performance. So ATP production further increases. And mm-hmm. and so now that I mentioned further increases, it's been shown by a university lab in the US with quantum upgrade. We literally, that was done over distance with quantum upgrade, and also randomized double blind trials, that it increases ATP production by 20 to 29%, and that it accelerates wound healing by 85 to 100%. 85 to 100% in actual human cells. And that study was done twice, just to make sure there's no one that will poke a hole in this, because the professor's like, I mean, this is far out there, but it's freaking working. So, but I do it again just to cover my butt, right? So, and same happen. So that is indeed what happens. And I tell you now this one thing, and the listeners are probably wondering, okay, so what did you want to say about the blood? Okay, so the Beza Institute just in Austria ran just a 6-month study with a quantum upgrade. And they had 13 people in the control group and 13 people in the treated group. Now, in the treated group, as well as in the non-treated group, they had vaccinated people and non-vaccinated people, right? It was random. It wasn't also selected by that. It was just you had people like this there and like that also there and so on. And they wanted to just check the blood, not over just like 15 or 20 minutes or like a week or 2 weeks, literally over 6 months. And they're extremely thorough. They take blood. When they take blood, they don't just take the blood always from the same spot, because then they may miss something, right? If you always take it just from here, and you'll know that you may miss something, but you want to go throughout the whole body. And something they actually didn't plan on looking at was something that they then saw as one of the outcomes. They saw that in the control group of those 13 people, they found and saw traces of the spike protein in every one in the control group, no matter whether they were vaccinated or not vaccinated.
Wow.
Each time they took blood, okay, no matter where in the body. And now in the treated group, they were able to not find a single trace of spike protein in any of the people in the treated groups throughout the whole 6 months. Isn't that crazy?
Through the whole 6 months, that...
They were also vaccinated and not vaccinated people in there, right? So it's, you know, I'm not making any conclusions. I'm not making any recommendations. I'm just pointing out what they found out in this study. And we got an extra report, actually, aside from the full study report that we're going to get, just because, I mean, they were just, oh my God, this is crazy, right? This is literally amazing, right? So it is pretty profound.
It is completely profound, because I know it's a different system with the upgrade, but even with the technology you've sent me, I know that, you know, people could say, well, you're testing it in acupuncture realm, you know, you're testing the pulse points and such. But whenever I would take the device, I'm kind of a nerd this way, I would take some of the devices and put it on my patients near their field. And I was finding that my signals for, you know, bacterial implications or viral were getting cleared in my realm. And I was like, Wow, which was very exciting, Philip, because I make a joke that it makes me obsolete, but I'm just saying it's like the power of the quantum, because it's like you put it there in the field, and I didn't realize how much of an impact it had. And so people out there may ask this, like, because you can clear up, you know, well, we know we're not making claims, but I'm saying that you're seeing these positive results. When individuals get like the program, I know some people are going to ask me, because people have asked me, I told them about your product and are saying, well, what area does it transmit? Or is it being able to use it, the device to like pull the quantum in your area? Is that how it would work in that scientific realm? Because some people will ask, like, where does the signal get sent from? Because we know quantum's all around us. Mm-hmm. Can you explain it lightly on that as well?
Yeah. So, and by the way, so, and I'm setting that up like right now, because we didn't talk about that beforehand, but I want to offer your listeners a 15-day free trial for the quantum upgrade so that they can just test. It's not possible to test the frequencies because that's just in the trial period, not possible, but you can have the regular quantum upgrade and you can use the boosters and things like that. And we're just going to make this up on the fly now. How about we just call the code health?
Okay.
Is that a good code, or do you
that's
have
a great? I'll put it right down here too. That's good. I'm just like, yeah, you go. I love it.
Okay, code health, you get 15-day for free, and then you can cancel any time, obviously. And frankly, we don't even want anyone on the system that doesn't enjoy it. So, but how does it work? So, quantum energy is everywhere, indeed, right? But it's there. You can think of it as in very low concentration. Okay, so what we're able to do is we're able to create, because we have one of the most powerful sources of pure quantum energy on Earth available in this system, basically, that is so highly concentrated that you don't find this anywhere, right? I mean, you would have to get like, I mean, one of our blocks, for example, is something where that's already very concentrated, right? So that you can tap into that and you know what it does, right? Now that's even next level. And then if we combine this, basically this unique identifier of someone or a pet or even a business, and I will get into that, and basically place it in that system, then the source of that is in the field. That's how quantum entanglement really works. It's applied quantum entanglement. So it's not that we're sending it. It's literally like you are then in the field. And yeah, that's how it works. And it doesn't matter. So when you're in the field, then you know, you may ask, okay, so but what if I travel to Hungary, or what if I go skiing in the Alps? You can do all that, because as long as you don't pause it or you don't stop it or whatever, you're going to be in the field. It's as easy as that.
I love it, because so in the device, like you can leave it running the whole time, like whether you're out and about or you're at work or anything. Like I know when you said inner peace, I think this is a huge upgrade for people, especially even for sleep. I know they had to be seeing some good things with sleep, so you can use it pretty much throughout any time of day to help.
Absolutely. And so an inner peace specifically is now a frequency that it doesn't make you sleepy, but it is very good throughout the day if you're anxious or you're in fear or things like that. But for the night, that's actually my go-to frequency. So at nights, what I do personally, I set it on the lowest level we have available on the quantum upgrade. That's the level on the Hawking scale at 500. Mm-hmm. That lower you cannot go in our system. And then I add inner peace usually with it for the night. And it's perfect. But then, you know, in the morning, I set my regular level maybe to 1,000 or 900 or something like that. And then if I have a time where I want to be like super active, I'm going to set it to 1,400, and soon the levels will be even higher. So that's how you can set it. And you don't have to like constantly make changes. You can already set it for your whole week, how you want it. You just leave it like that for, you know, as long as you want, until you want to make any changes.
Okay. So when we have like that ability to like literally upgrade, like your blood, your cells, your ATP production. The one of the things I'm most impressed with, and I really do, I get nerded out with this because I've always dreamed of a day like where like this type of technology was expressing and putting up to the full potential of what your cells and what your body could do. And you're in the field. Now, I know we talked about being in this energetic soup, you know, if we could call that energetic soup. At times, I was going to say some patients, when they ask me about different things about energy fields and how many things can affect you. So you have quantum upgrade. Is there a part in your device, you know, like if there's people in your life, and I know this is like, I don't want to make anybody like point fingers at somebody else, but you know that there are other individuals that could, you know, bring down the energy in your life. I know it can protect you from EMF. Does the device also have the ability, you know, to protect your energy from, you know, people who probably pull your energy pretty well as well?
Yes. So that's actually fairly easy. And the way that works is it's all about your own vibration, right? Everything, literally everything that happens to you or, you know, me or anyone else is because of our vibration. And how we vibrate on the Hawkins scale, that's the consciousness level. And that's also the, you know, it's the stuff we think that we call into our lives and all of that, right? And then when we vibrate in very low levels, like fear, shame, guilt, whatever, right? Then we tend to be energetically contracted. We tend to feel more like cramped, not very good. We may not have many insights. We get into anger quickly. We feel unsatisfied. And that's also what we tend to call into our lives, right? So if we get into higher states of vibration and consciousness, unconditional love, joy, enlightenment zone, right? Mm-hmm. Then we expand and we vibrate much higher. Now, if I vibrate much higher and then there's someone coming that is like, whatever, you know, like trying to make it a bad day for me, I can deal with it much easier. It doesn't even hit me, right? I can be okay. I can interact. I can, you know, deal with it, but I don't need to be dragged down. The same is true for even then EMFs, right? Because the EMFs and other types of frequencies that we never talk about, but they're out there as well, you know, they tend to just hit us. And if we're having this nice big expanded energy body, which is ourselves, right? It's not that the field only doesn't, by the way, it's not the field optimizing the blood or it's very important. That's literally ourselves. We do that, but we have that ability if we're energetically so expanded. So if we're there, we cannot be dragged down that much. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we're at these low levels and then someone comes and is one of those energy suckers, right? Or is trying to like say things, maybe even subconsciously to, I don't know, make us feel guilty. We instantly feel guilty and we instantly feel worse. And you know what I mean? So that's kind of how that works. So it's all about the energy and how we can vibrate. And there's tons of stuff you can do out there also on your own, like to do yoga, to, you know, watch your thoughts, you know, watch what you consume on social media, meditation, healthy food, right? All these amazing, great things. But it's also the energy.
That's right. Like when a person is receiving like or getting into the field, they're the point within the field, and the quantum energy is keeping their cells and getting them more energized. As they get into like higher levels of vibration, does that also connect us? And I say connect, like if you are in a higher state of vibratory patterns, because your cells are healthier, you automatically probably would resonate with people as well. Like you create a connection to people like that have a higher vibrational pattern and such. Is there like in the quantum, does that occur? Like you get energized and all of a sudden you're like, wow, these people came into my life and I don't know how they came into my life, but they're a high energy. Does that happen when you are in this higher state of vibration?
Yes, it certainly can happen, and not just in regards to people, but into all kinds of synchronicities. It's what Dr. Hawkins calls the so-called attractor fields. You know, because if you're vibrating in fear, and you know, obviously we know there's a lot of like fear out there in the world, right? That's being spread. Not just like there on its own, right? You know, it's not like a self-creating energy that's just there. It's just put there, and it's made to hit you and to drag you down and all of that. If you're vibrating in these states, that's what you're calling into your lives. You attract more of that. Now, if you vibrate higher, you attract more of that. So that's the so-called attractor field. So if you vibrate more in joy, more into closer to the enlightenment zone, closer to unconditional love, that is what you're inviting into your life. And you may find suddenly that these synchronicities happen. So, and some very brain-focused people would say, this is not true. Like, that can't be. It's so freaking true. It's so absolutely true. And then once you become more aware, you notice these things, right? It's literally like, yes, it comes into your life. Maybe you go on vacation and you suddenly meet people you'd never met before. And you find, wow, there's a connection there. And it's just amazing. It's so random that I just met them. It's not necessarily random. It's just because you're now vibrating in a way that you're inviting that into your life. And that could be people. Yeah, absolutely.
I so appreciate it, because when we're talking about the quantum upgrade and where people can have connectivity, there is like that general fear in our culture today, and that there's no outside help. And what I find with a lot of patients is they live in chronic fear, or they feel that they're stuck in this chronic state of low level of health and low vibratory patterns. And some people, I'm going to ask you this, your opinion, Philip, on this one. It's that people truly feel like they're stuck in the sense, like, I can't get out of this pattern of like the people around them, the health, you know. And this is a perfect thing that I would suspect that would help, could push somebody out of that staleness, get them out of this, like, this low level of, existence, but living. And what does the device, I know you have different settings, and you say you can do it at low level when you're sleeping. Is there any recommendations, like if somebody feels kind of stuck and you give the device, like, set it on here for this amount of time, use this amount of energy? Is that how the device works, or is there recommendations like that?
So the first thing is that we have like a default level for everyone that starts new. So we always recommend the first couple days to just go with those. And even if you don't feel too much in the beginning, because, you know, a lot of people are not very sensitive to energy yet, so they kind of need to relearn that. It's okay, you know, for the first couple days to just stick with it, drink a lot more water, and then try out, because it's very individual. Literally everyone is different. So we could not say, it's not like a TV manual where we can say, oh, you press the green button and then you press the red button and then always it's exactly like this for you. No, you know, everyone vibrates in a different level. Everyone has their own health story and all of that. And everyone is also sensitive in a different way. So we need to feel what's the best for us. And that's a complete mind shift, because people are used to be told what to do exactly. Yes. And how you have to always set it on 700 and that's what you're going to do. But that's not how it works. You want to start with these lower levels and then try out. Do a booster for half an hour and go take a walk, you know, or sit in meditation or something like that and feel, like, what does that do with me? Do I feel it even? Can I feel it? And then if you do, how does it feel? And then And then, you know, there's some general levels that we, you know, tend to recommend. And we also tell people not to like go too high in the beginning. So we give general guidance, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know for some people it's like, oh, but I want to know exactly how I have to do it. What you have to do is you need to start feeling. Feel yourself. And that is when these problems start to be solved, right? Mm-hmm. When we start to feel again and when we allow ourselves to vibrate higher, indeed. But then there's one more thing that needs to happen, that we, as things come up, don't bury them anymore, and that we figure out how we can deal with them, you know, because on this path of, so if we have a physical issue somehow, mm-hmm. there's always some trauma behind it. There's something that happened energetically at some point that this is now in my life. It's basically, I would say, it's sort of like when you have pain, it's your soul talking to you. Mm. And it's your soul is telling you something. And we're trained now to always make everything want to go away and just push it away and just like make it go away. I'm going to take painkillers and I don't want to deal with it. But if we move towards the problem, we can still do all the great things, all the great supplementation. We all still can try to physically do everything we can so that this problem goes away. But we also need to look at it and maybe ask the question, why is it there to begin with? Is there something to be learned? Something. And that is when we really look at it holistically. And I can tell you from my own experience, and that also doesn't stop. Just because you use the quantum upgrade, it's not that life suddenly stops, because life doesn't move like a flat line that you always feel the same and always experience the same. Life is there, full of opportunities and amazing stuff, but also challenges and times where you're sad, or it's just the way it is, okay? We need to ask ourselves still the question, like, okay, is there something to be learned? And I think if we start doing that, then we allow the universe to resolve it and help us to resolve it. And I think that's what those people that you mentioned that are maybe completely stuck, if they can get into more higher vibration and then start with that mindset and do all the great physical things, then you have a great shot.
I love, it's not the truth about like when you're talking about having a better shot, because if you're in the field and you are getting more wavelengths, or you're getting more energy to express like your body's full potential, they just struck a chord in my head that as you're healing, and you talked about pain, we are, you know, we're in a culture now, like you're just saying, like, we'll take painkillers, we'll do this. And it's a very cliche thing sometimes when people say, well, I'm just going to numb myself. But it is the truth that people adapt so well. Our bodies are geared to adapt to a situation so well that whenever I do any type of different types of work, even as frequency medicine, I will always say, oh, well, that reminds me, my body felt like it did such and such years ago because I broke out of my adaptation. And that's what I love about this upgrade, is because we're trying to get the body to have a platform to where you actually remember. And pain, like you say, is not the worst thing. In fact, it's like your body's like, call, like at times I used to always like, I can't stand a headache. I used to be really bad about that. Nobody likes a headache. But I started to look at a headache as, what am I going to learn from it? People think that's weird. Not, I said, not at all to me. I literally will sit there and think for a long time when I have a headache, and I will try to feel where the energy flows into my body and I go, there's the source. That's what's happening. Like, I'm not paying attention to like if I feel controlled or something of that sort. So when we're talking about this, the quantum, it's a way for you to break out of your adaptations. It's basically a way to reconnect with yourself. And that's the base, that's the greatest energy right there.
That is it. You just said it. It's an invitation, really an invitation to connect deeper with yourself and to invite your full potential in. That's mm-hmm. basically what's happening. And it's all about you or whoever, right? It's not about the field. It's not like the field is something unnatural. The field is actually its source. It couldn't be more natural. But what it does is nothing artificial or that it imposes something on you, but it allows you, your essence, to come out and get more space. So it's all about you. It's or about the pet that's in it, for example. Mm-hmm. It's then about that. That is the key to understand. And you really got it. That's what it does.
Yeah, I just love the fact that when you're talking about like recognizing and connecting with yourself, and when people say full potential, but I would suspect in the field, if there's quantum entanglement going on, that if you keep training your body to be in the field, like to be receptive to the field, you'll naturally probably go to the spaces or the spots within the field that will get you at the highest vibration in your journey at those points. And you're going to start seeing, right? Like you're going to hit those spots in your journey. Like you'd have to, like, it's going to be like a magnet, right? Like that's what I would suspect. So not only can this like help your body, but it's like, I would suspect it's going to help your journey too, to get at the most utmost potential where you need to be. It doesn't just hit us right on the cellular level. I mean, it does, but it's like, this is going to help you find your way in the field. Basically.
Yep. It's the Autobahn for your journey indeed. And you know, we always peel the onion, right? And at the very core of that, that's where our true essence is. And people that got it, you know, that they start working to peel the onion, right? And they know that, you know, the closer they get, the closer they get to themselves. And that's ultimately where we're headed, right? To the absolute core of our existence. And, you know, the beauty is we all have that, because there's, you know, that essence is in everyone. And it's frankly also in everything. But we can do that by peeling the onion. And I can tell you, know, it's, I mean, I've had some onion peeling going on here in the last 4 months in my life. Some mm-hmm. crazy, crazy onion peeling, because that stuff doesn't stop, because you're, and I've done this for a long, long time. I mean, I've gone through all these shamanic trainings and what have you, of, you know, worked with quantum energy for a long time. I'm a Kundalini yoga teacher, trainer. I've worked on so many traumas in the past, and I've released so much stuff. That doesn't mean I don't still have traumas that come up that I need to deal with. And, but yeah, that's what you do, right? You do that. And then again, it feels even more free when you're done with that. You know, I've had a pinched nerve in my back and dealing with that for like 4 months. And I tell you this, even though I know the whole thing and how it all works, the first 2 months of that, or at least month and a half, probably 2 months though, I was mainly focused on the physical. You know, I've got all the right supplements for that. I've gotten treatments, all that kind of stuff, and did not work at all, would make it worse. Then I ended up going to the chiropractor, mm-hmm. and also did some work, and nice. But you know what actually solved it? When I was really working energetically with it. So I went back, so I left the chiropractor with the biggest pain, came back 2 days later and told him, so last night I did some really deep trauma work and it's gone. It was gone right after that trauma work, actually, you know, combined with very strong field. But it was literally something that was telling me, you need to look at this now. And I wouldn't look at it. I without the pain, I had not looked at it. I would not have looked at it.
That is like, it is. to me amazing where like your body, like with the pinched nerve. When I worked first time I used your device and I had him here, like I was telling my sister that I said, wow, like my lungs are a little congested. So the first thing I think most people would do is like, oh no, I'm getting cold, I'm getting sick. And I was like, no, something's coming up. And I had to get push away from the device because I was like, oh, it's pulling me hard. Like there's some form of trauma that's in my lungs. Cause that's the first thing I went to is like, there's something I don't want to smell. Something doesn't smell right in my life. Something is there. And the crazy thing was when I did that, Philip, my mom started having lung stuff. It was pulling something through the field. Like she was attached to me and she started to have it like that day. And I was like, oh, and so I did some inner work and I was like, oh, I was afraid. This is one aspect of like fright of what would happen to my mom if something happened to her. And it was like, it was holding me. But I, like you said, I wouldn't have known it or recognized it. I would have just kept on my day. But I believe that later in life, like you said, like the pinched nerve, like those things will present themselves and they could turn chronic if you're not willing to identify with it and understand it. And that's one of the beauty of quantum energy. It's like, it's identification in my book. Like, and that's why when we're looking at your, everything you've got and how much you're actually trying to get the people to be aware, that's the first step is to recognize and be aware of where you're at in life, I think, just to actually solve the problem. So I want everybody to like realize that this will help yourselves, but I'm going to tell you what, it will open up some emotions. Like in my opinion, like it'll open up to where you have to recognize some traumas too. I love that. That's what I love though.
Yeah. Thankfully it usually does that in a quite soft way, but there are indeed things in life, whether with or without quantum energy, if once we arrive at that point that we have to just look at, it doesn't just go away. We need to understand it. Some things we need to see and understand. So in order for them to let go and maybe also learn why it was there, like what was there for us to learn. And if we do that, there's just so much more potential indeed.
Oh man. This is so good. Yes. And I think that when, like, I know time's precious, I know we're getting close to time, but I think the beautiful thing was that, you know, when a patient or a client or anybody comes up to you and say, well, this thing hurt all of a sudden. And you think, did you brush up against something? Did you fall? And they're like, no. And usually it's always like some form of trauma came to the surface. So I mean, we could keep going on, Philip. I love our conversations. This is so good, but I know that I'm respectful of your time and I know we're getting close to time, but where can people find the upgrade? Where can they find you? Because everybody here is going to listen to, is going to want to know what's going on with you, you know, and your products.
It sounds good. Yeah. So definitely very important. The website, listen to the ending. Okay. So it's quantumupgrade in one word .io. quantumupgrade.io, and then just go check it out. And then, you know, don't forget to use the code health in order to get 15 days free trial if you want to test it. And on the website there's a Telegram icon somewhere, because the Quantum Upgrade has a community just specifically for Quantum Upgrade. I think almost 3,000 people now that are active and engaged in this community on Telegram. It's a private group though, because we don't want any bots or people that have nothing to do with it in the group. So you can only find it through the website, go on the Telegram link and then join the group if you like. And then you can, you know, learn more about it. You can ask questions there and you'll find me as well, because I'm active in the group too. I mean, active. I mean, I would like to be really active there. I'm more passive than active, but I'm still there. And also every now and then I'm active also.
Oh, this is
I just
great.
Don't have that much time.
I know you're too busy, man, but it's okay. It's good. But at least they know that there's options. They could, you know, they could catch you, you know, on Telegram. So I want everybody out there to please check out at the quantumupgrade.io and check out all of Philip's insight. It's not just the product. It's like looking at the insight about his wisdom about how you can connect. And I really appreciate him. Thankful that we got to go on to this this next chapter of the next podcast. Everybody enjoyed the very first one really well. And I just want to say thank you so much, my friend, for coming back on. So guys, check this out. Learn more about quantum energy. Quantum energy is like the smallest amount of space can hold the greatest amount of energy. If you just sort of understood about how energy could maneuvers in our world today. So again, everybody out there, we're Dr. Josh Axe, I'm Dr. Chris Motley and Courtney. We just want to say thank you guys for joining us on this podcast. And until next time, if you guys love this talk about quantum, which I do, drop a comment in the comment section, subscribe and like. And, you know, we want to have Philip on here many more times because he's a wealth of knowledge. So again, Philip, thank you so much. And everybody out there, we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. I want to say thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like and subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing. Also, if you're in search of more natural health content, you can follow us at Health Institute on Instagram or subscribe to our newsletter using the link in the show notes below. Hey, thanks a lot and have a blessed week.